This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug, it's the on the D portion of the J&D. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schilling is at the controls. Victoria and Kara seem to have. I know that some of you think that I put them both in the same place, but I don't. They're two different ladies. They're two different human beings, two different individuals, have different jobs on the program. It's just that they sort of came into my life at the same time, relatively speaking, although I think Kara's been here a little bit longer. But for some reason, I have this thing, and it just blows into my mind. And with Jennifer, there's no question because she's been with me for so long. But I apologize every once in a while. But I don't know that I should because they're both wonderful women. Kara's great at her job, and Victoria's great at her job. And I don't want to sound like I'm patronizing either because even though they're great at the job, they make mistakes. As does Jennifer, as do I, as do you. We all make mistakes, and so
can we get a clarification on what you're talking about? Because I have no idea what you're talking about.
I was just kind of thinking, I was really being appreciative. As we get to the end of the year, I think about what I have to be thankful for this past year. And one of the many things that I have to be thankful for is how we have gelled this unit together, the Doug, Jen, Victoria thing, and Kara's been an important part of it. And I say this, you know, sometimes I say too much and say things that I ought not to say, but I say things that are in my heart. As I love Rich McFadden, he wasn't as good at running the board as Kara is. And that's, you know, it's kind of the way it is. She's better because she's more focused. And now he can say he had a lot of things on his mind. We all do. And it's not that he's bad. He's good at other things. You know, I don't want to stick my foot in my mouth, but I really feel that that Kara is as attentive to what she does as anybody that I've been working with, and I've been doing this for a long time. But I don't want it to go to her head because she's a kid.
Well, thank you. I hope Rich isn't listening.
it isn't anything I haven't told him. All right, see, that's the one thing that makes, and maybe the reason that I have lasted as long as I have on the radio is because I am what now the new programmers call authentic. I am authentic. What you get is me. I am who I am. Sometimes I put my foot in my mouth. Sometimes I say things I ought not to say. But what you hear from me is what's going on in my mind. And sometimes it's a continual state of, you'll say to me, how did we get, like you just did a minute ago, how did we get here? What are we doing? Where are we going? What's this conversation all about? And I dare say to you, most of you who are listening, that in your own life, you don't have constructed sentences, and you don't have constructed ideas, and you don't, you know, you go to a party and you have a conversation with somebody, and sometimes it interrupts in the middle of a sentence. Yeah. Sometimes it is. Sometimes Jennifer interrupts me in the middle of a sentence. How dare she? Sometimes Victoria does. Sometimes they interrupt each other. But that's the way it is when you have strong opinions and feelings about things. And that's what this program is about. Strong ideas, strong opinions, strong expressions, the ability to express oneself. And so I would just kind of go back to something, I'm not supposed to do this either, but we're having a conversation about manners, and I came to something during the news, Victoria, that we talk about along the way to advancing the program. I'm supposed to be more involved in social media, but I'm not eager to do it. I've done some Twitter, and we've laughed. Oh, Doug's on Twitter, but when I see some of this garbage that comes from the people who are attacking Steve Martin, for example, for what he said about Carrie Fisher. Which, and then you look at some of the other stuff that people, with because of their anonymity, they say things that are horrible.
Yeah.
And it's sort of that in league with the fake news gives me cause to pause in my enthusiasm or trying, and it's fake enthusiasm, frankly, to be involved more in social media. I think it's a rat hole. I used that expression before, too. It is. Is there good that comes out of it? I don't know. Is there more good that comes out of social media than not? I think the jury is out. For me, it's out. Maybe for you, you'd argue that I'm not right. But we think that we're getting news and we're getting to know what's really going on because we can see some video of something. I think it saved a lot of things. Look at the situation in Chicago. Well, not only in Chicago, where they were going to require all the police now to wear body cams. And there have been a number of laws that will go into effect the first of the year concerning body cam footage with the police. There are a lot of states that are passing laws to keep this footage private because they don't want the truth to come out, it would appear. They'd rather protect the guilty than protect the innocent. And in North Carolina, pretty good example, they passed a law that blocks the release of law enforcement recordings from the body cameras. There are a few exceptions, but not many. This law went into effect after that police officer. They released the footage showing the shooting of that fellow, Keith Scott. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That was the protest that came from that. But they were appropriate protests.
I don't see the argument on
wrong.
The other side. Yeah.
No, I don't either.
I
can't imagine that the public, if they know this, is going to stand for it, frankly.
Yeah.
They ought not to. But here in Los Angeles, Jennifer, and a couple of other cities in the state, the police departments restrict all public access to the footage outside of a courtroom. Is that to protect the police, to protect the system? I look upon it as a way to protect the police, frankly, and I don't much like it. I think this would make a good conversation for a more political radio program, probably, but I just don't. I think that those cameras are there.
But should it be political? I mean,
but it is. It becomes those people who say the police are marvelous and we should support them. Yeah, most of the police are marvelous and they should be supported.
Right.
But are all the police good? No. And should they, if they do something wrong, be supported? No. It's like the teacher in the system who puts his sperm into brownies and gives them to his kids and they can't fire them.
It was on crackers. Yeah.
Crackers, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So
whatever happened to that guy?
He was paid for 4 years or something by LA Unified because he was tenured. Oh, sickening.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a believer that you put out, what you put out comes back to you.
Uh-huh.
I cling to that. Mm. And at some point, this stuff comes back to those people.
Yeah.
Have
All right.
To.
60 seconds from now, Dr. Ken Kronos will join us for his medical update this week.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
All right, 15 after the hour. Now it's time for our weekly visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a cardiologist, medical director at Lake Cardiology down in Florida. And with the passing of Debbie Reynolds and the passing of her daughter, it would seem that there is more reason to focus on the cardiovascular system, women and heart disease, which is becoming more and more of a problem in our country. We all kind of know, with Carrie Fisher anyway, her heart problems come from her abuse of drugs. Then her mother dies of a stroke at 84. So what do we know anything specifically about what went on in their bodies, or is there just a general focus? Is this a warning, or is this a good way for women to take stock of how they are caring for themselves when it comes to their heart and circulation, their circulatory system?
Boy, not much thunder left after that.
Yeah, go ahead. Take some thunder.
You know what the number one threat to good health for all women is, right?
Yeah.
It's not breast cancer.
No, it's heart disease.
Exactly. 1 in 8 American women will get breast cancer, Doug, but 1 in 3 American women will get heart disease. 60,000 women die of breast cancer each year, and 500,000 women die of heart disease each year. 1 in 2.5 American women who die of heart disease, stroke, and other cardiovascular diseases, compared to 1 in 30 who die of breast cancer. And cardiovascular disease kills twice as many women as all cancers. And since 1984, more women each year have died of heart disease than men. So this is a huge problem for women. So many are surprised about Carrie Fisher dying at a relatively young age, but those who are in the field are not surprised. So women, know your risk factors. You need to know your blood pressure, your weight. Hey, you probably know that. Your cholesterol. And you also want to know your blood sugar. Also, don't smoke. Get down to ideal body weight. Eat a healthy diet. After the doctor says it's okay, get into a good exercise program. And stress, mental stress, is almost as bad as smoking cigarettes. And you have to get that out of your life. And the next day, Debbie Reynolds dies. And what killed her? It's fairly obvious. It was the stress. There's no bigger stress than losing a child. And her son even noted that. They were staying at the son's house. And you have to get, do what you can. It's not worth it. Just try to detach. Go do something fun. Get into yoga. But mental stress, and there's good evidence to show this, is almost as bad as smoking cigarettes. Don't overdo it with alcohol. And the last thing, sleeping is so important. You need to get at least 7 to 8 hours a night, or as much as you need to be rested.
Mm-hmm. So the old word to the wise is sufficient here. Carrie Fisher, the kinds of drugs can take a horrible toll on your circulatory system, right?
And without a doubt. You know, you see younger and younger people having heart attacks. Mm-hmm. You have to really think about drugs. You're in the age 20, it's not going to be a congenital heart problem. It's probably going to be, unfortunately, drugs. So, you know, do you really want to give it all up for drugs?
All right, so let's talk about, and this is a practical extension and a good focus for those who have high blood pressure, which does cause strokes. If you're not on to the Super Beats program, you're silly. Ken's going to tell you why.
Well, Super Beats is a great way to get nitric oxide. It's the number 3 gas in the body, next to oxygen and carbon dioxide. And your body continuously needs to make nitric oxide. This is out of Nobel Prize winning research, 1988. It was discovered, 1998, the Nobel Prize. That's why many of the doctors were out of medical school by then. They don't even know about it. We don't teach the patients about it, but you need nitric oxide. I recommend everybody testing your level. There's a physiologist from Baylor who's come up with these test strips. You just put a little saliva on it. You look at the color, and you can figure out if you have enough nitric oxide in your body. If you don't, from head to toe, things won't be working properly. Nitric oxide is carried by the red blood cells that also carry the oxygen. And first, the red blood cell sprays the vessels with nitric oxide so they open up like a garage door opener so the red blood cell can get in and deliver the oxygen.
Get your Super Beats at 800-655-4183. Take Ken's advice. 800-655-4183.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Great things about music is that we can all find a period of music that we agree with or identify with, and thus is the case with me. Music in the 60s, I was a disc jockey from 1965 to 1974. So when it comes to the top songs, I usually have a story about most of them. And so this Throwback Thursday segment focuses on the top five songs from this week in 1968. The end of the year, a great year it was for Glenn Campbell, who had three number one songs, of which this was the last. Great story song called Wichita Lineman, number five. This week in the top five, Glenn Campbell, a moment of him here.
Is still on the line.
He had a great ability to tell great stories. And he was a very talented guy, great guitarist. That's how he started out as a teenager playing the guitar as backup for a lot of the great groups, including the Beach Boys. And they encouraged him to go off and be on his own, and that's what he did. So, anyway, there's number five. Number four, another great story song.
Anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems good they die young. You know, I just looked around and he's gone.
Dion DiMucci, I think there are two C's in his name. Never used his last name. Maybe for obvious reasons, but the guy had all kinds of songs in his songbook. This was the most serious and impactful one that told a story about the passing of Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, and John Kennedy, and what their lives were all about, as he saw it anyway. So that's number four from this week in 1968. Number three, Stevie Wonder makes it. This will save any bad day.
Yes.
You listen to this, and bad day's gone. Pretty much all the stuff Stevie Wonder ever did got me out of a funk if I was in it when I listened to it. Didn't make any difference what the song was. He's just such a happy character in his own way. For a guy who's overcome the disabilities that he has with the talent that he has, how can you not smile when you hear songs like For Once in My Life? Number three this week in 1968. Would make my dream come true. Can't sit still either, can you?
Nope. I'm like dancing on the couch.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yep. He's got it. He's got
it. This might be my favorite one of all from Stevie Wonder. I love this song. I had no idea it was all the way back in 1968.
I just called it saying I love you. Just for the heck of it, Kara, would you mind just Googling that for a sec? I can't remember which one came first. This one or... I just called to say I love you.
I thought I just called was from the 80s.
No, 70s, I think. I think this one was first. And I think the other one's...
It was 84. I just called to say I love you.
Really? So you're right. For heaven's sakes. Imagine that.
Imagine that. I was right about something.
Yeah, no. That was not the inference. Number two this week, Diana Ross and the Supremes. This is a very controversial song when it first came out called Love Child. You can see the influence of Motown. The top three songs, all Motown. It's the Stevie Wonder at number three, Diana Ross at number two, and Marvin Gaye at number one. Another song that has had many flavors, many interpretations. This, many people argue, is the best. I'm not sure. The one Gladys Knight did pretty good, too. Heard it through the grapevine. Number one this week, 1968, 28 after the hour.
See something? Smell something? Do something. When your basement or crawl space smells, don't ignore it. Odors, mold, and harmful pollutants come from too much moisture and not enough air circulation, making your home unhealthy. Do something. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-964-9283 or go to dryhousenow.com. Experts recommend ventilation instead of dehumidifiers to reduce moisture and expel harmful gases and pollutants. Wave moisture control units continuously dry out your home, transforming it into a fresher, healthier environment year-round. Wave units cost only pennies a day to operate, and there are no buckets to empty. Call Wave today at 1-888-964-9283 or go to dryhousenow.com. That's dryhousenow.com or call 1-888-964-9283.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while Geico could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, Geico has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than Geico. Geico, expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit Hatcher Foundation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough off to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
the DJV experience, made possible by me, Doug, and Jennifer, and Victoria. I just looked at something. Excuse me, I just chuckled. Trump claims Sprint's going to create 5,000 jobs because of him.
Yep. Huh? And by the way, he's been saying that about a lot of companies.
Well,
Sprint actually said... Sprint actually, and, you know, it wasn't true. I mean, well, it was, you know, yeah, it was cloudy. But yes, Sprint actually said, yeah, we're looking forward to working with you, Mr. President.
Good. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
Who knows?
Somebody reminded me, every once in a while, Jennifer knows this. Victoria, you've heard this a little bit. I get very retrospective around certain anniversaries, whether it's my birthday, end of the year, that kind of stuff. And there are things we all find out about ourselves as we grow up and out And so I'm thinking about what you said earlier and how it stayed with me. You were both laughing at me when I went from one thing to another. And Victoria, I think, said on the air, "Where? How did we get there? Where are we going with this?" So I'm thinking about how I have scattered thoughts that filter in and out of my mind, sometimes at a lightning pace. I'm gifted and am thankful for having a quick mind. I always have, and I think that has helped me be better at what I do here. I want my thoughts to be productive, but sometimes I do jump too quickly from one thing to another, and it frustrates people. I get notes from time to time, and I did this morning. That's kind of why I'm responding to this. A note about, okay, could we spend a little more time on this? Well, one of the benefits of having a lot of people with good minds is that they work quickly and we sort of move from one to the other. Because for one person who wants to stay in one arena for a while because that's their comfort zone, it's awkward, sometimes difficult to quickly move to another conversation. But think about it this way. If you listen to music on the radio, you have one song that lasts for, on average, let's say 3 minutes. And then there's a quick note from the announcer or maybe a commercial. And then there's another song that lasts another 3 minutes. So the song doesn't last unless you're from the old days when MacArthur Park went on for like 12 minutes or whatever it was. But most of the songs last about 3 minutes. Well, in my mind, I want our conversation on any given item to be about 3 or 4 minutes long, because I think that's as long as the attention span is. I'm giving you a little inside radio. But what I've learned over the years of doing this since 1974 is that sometimes I can go on too long on stuff. And that's one of the reasons Jennifer and Victoria are here. If I get something started and they jump in, we hear their opinion, their point of view, then we move on to something else. So that's really the theory behind it. And sometimes I do admit to jumping too quickly from one thing to another before we've really had a chance to.
Sometimes you jump without us.
Well, I do, yes. Thank you for reminding me of that. Yeah,
and
no, I do.
To be fair, sometimes we jump without you.
Yes, sometimes you do, right? And sometimes the audience jumps away as well. I completely understand that. But the theme, sometimes we develop little themes, and today my theme is based on our conversations in and out regarding social media. And it started with a couple of comments about a singer, and then what Steve Martin said and what that reaction was from some people, what he said about Carrie Fisher. And so does this come, are these strong feelings, I would ask, are they coming from the fact that the people who express them are isolated? And is this phenomenon, which is social media, part of social isolation? Is it a growing epidemic, something that we are recognizing that has, I think, mental consequences to it? It has emotional consequences to it? Since all of this stuff developed in, what, the 80s? When did all of this technology sort of was refined and we get into, when was the first iPhone produced? It was the 80s, right, late 80s?
Or an iPhone? Yeah, no, iPhone. That wasn't until 2000 and something.
Has it been that recently? Really?
It's mid-2007, because next year they're going to announce that's the 10-year anniversary of the iPhone.
I mean, think about the cell phones that we had. I mean, the ones
that
were around.
That's what I'm thinking about.
Early 90s were like a brick.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, the people who are, whether it's isolated because of these sorts of things or the anxiety and depression that comes out of being alone, for you're isolated perhaps by social media, but then your real outlet, the physical thing, you know, you get older and you go live in a home, or your family doesn't want anything to do with you because you're the crazy old uncle, you know, whatever that is. But the reason I'm bringing it to the fore is because this focus on Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher, what Dr. Ken Kronhaus said about heart disease and what comes of the stress of these things, the most stressful circumstances in the world are proven to be those which came about as a result of being alone. When people have no social connection, no social interaction, And what happens is that the isolation increases the risk of heart disease in some cases by, I'm looking at a study by the American Heart Association, 29 to 32%. If you are isolated when you're in your, over the age of 65 and in, you know, up to the age of 85, which is where Debbie Reynolds was, she had admittedly a son in her life and her grandchildren, but she seemed to have been most focused on Carrie Fisher, who she felt most, I think I read once, she was so concerned because Carrie Fisher had mental health problems, drug problems, that kind of stuff, and Debbie Reynolds took it personally. She said, it's my fault that she's this way, and it took a terrible toll on her until, and it was because of her love and affection and attention, apparently, that Carrie came back, you know, got out of it. I'm not sure that she writes that in her memoir, but that's what I heard. And so, the thing that I got, I guess I kind of want to leave with this, or maybe this is the start of a quick conversation about being alone, loneliness, and what it does to you as you get older. We have put our parents, we don't have time for our parents. We put them away, put them in a home, put them someplace out of our lives so we don't have to deal with them because we got more important things to do. Who's more important than your own flesh and blood? That's the way I look at it. And so I give that to you, Jennifer and Victoria, for what it's worth. When you think about you're both very ethnic. Jennifer comes from Eastern European roots that are quite ethnic. Certainly, Victoria, your Irish roots are quite ethnic. And there's a tradition in both of those societies of keeping the family unit. I mean, Jennifer, look at how close you are to your mother and father.
I know.
And Victoria, you are as well.
Really, they're my best friends. I mean, I see them more than, you know, pretty much anybody else.
But you're a rarity, aren't you, among your friends?
I think so. You know what was interesting is when my grandmother had her stroke back in 2004. She went into a couple of different rehab facilities, and then eventually they had to put her into, we had to put her into a nursing home. And we were there every single day, and eventually my grandfather had some things where he was joining her. And so my family would be there every single day, and I had one of the nurses come up to me and say, it's amazing to me that you're white. I said, what? Mm-hmm. She goes, usually, you know, I was kind of taken aback because that's a weird thing to say to somebody. But usually our, you know, our Hispanic or our Asian patients get visited by their families every day. And our Caucasian families don't come in every day. And it's kind of weird. I don't know if that's like, you know, speaking to the rat race because, you know, I didn't necessarily see it, but the nurses did. They said a lot of times in American culture, we sort of wrap away our you know, the grandparents, basically. Yeah. Kind of interesting.
The family. All right, so how about your history, Victoria?
Well, I mean, my family is very close. We're a really small family. I only had one grandparent growing up because my dad's parents died when he was a kid, and my grandmother died when I was 4. So I only had one grandfather. He passed away 2 years ago. But he was pretty much on hospice care for the last few years of his life, but my mom refused to put him in a home. He was in the house with them, and nurses came in and out, and they all made similar comments, like, to my mom, like, wow, you know, the dedication that you're showing to your father is just incredible. We don't ever see that. And I guess Jennifer and I are rare in that sense. We're lucky, though. We had the benefit of that example and the benefit of having our, you know, my one grandparent around as long as we could.
Mm-hmm. Some food for thought, anyway. At 43 after the hour, this is the DJV Experience.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Following a contentious election, a new Allstate Atlantic Media Heartland Monitor poll reveals heightened positivity among Americans, tempered with serious concerns about social divides. Bill Venisi of Allstate.
60% of Americans believe our economy will be more competitive over the next 4 years. 36% think we're headed in the right direction.
But on some topics, we are a nation deeply divided. Nearly half anticipate relations to decline between social, racial, and ethnic groups as a result of the election.
66% of Americans believe we will find solutions to our country's problems, but they are calling on bipartisan compromise to move the country forward.
More than half of those surveyed say it's more important for politicians to compromise in the name of progress than staunchly stick to their core values.
This latest poll underscores the American spirit of optimism and resilience. Profound challenges remain, but we can come through these together.
For more on the poll's results, go to heartlandmonitor.com.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
46 after the hour, DJV, follow the show on Twitter. After I've dumped on the social media, I might as well tell you how to go follow us.
If you're still there, you can
run. Yeah. At DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at Doug Steffen, at C. Schillen. Like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. How many of you have someone in your family who got Hatchimals for Christmas?
Not
most sought after toy,
yeah.
Right? There apparently is some frustration. Parents, the ones that have gotten their hands on the item, which was sold out, now complaining that the product doesn't do what it's supposed to do. Okay, with a name like Hatchimals, you would expect it to hatch, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. The toy is supposed to hatch from an egg when children knock on it, tap on it, rub on it after about 30 minutes, but inside... After any number of customers have tried to figure this out, they have found it doesn't work, so they're all over social media. I can't tell you. I bought Meredith a little banana that does the same sort of thing. Unbeknownst to me was the success of Hatchimals. And in order to get that open, she had to use a screwdriver. But the Hatchimals, here's one hashtag, Hatchimals is a dud, and the store won't take it back. One tweet. So what's the story here? Who knows the story behind the story here, Victoria?
Well, I can tell you this much, and this is, you know, my own opinion. If you had listened to the DJV show, you would have known not to buy Hatchimals because Mercury was in retrograde, and this is an electronic toy. So you do not buy electronics when Mercury's in retrograde. I could have saved you all of the time and money.
What's the matter with you people?
Yeah.
Come on. Well, anyway, yeah, Mercury's in retrograde, I think, until... next week. This has been hard on some people and not so hard.
It hasn't been so bad for me. Hold on.
No.
Let me knock on wood because I you know, don't want to get arrogant.
So far, those of you who are watching the presidential sweepstakes, Jimmy Carter is still the only one who's agreed to attend the inauguration on January 20th. George H.W. Bush says he's too old. And he can't
well,
get
Well, he kind of is, right?
Yeah, I give him a pass, but Bill Clinton should be there.
He and the same... Jimmy Carter and George Bush are the same age. Exactly.
Yeah, but Jimmy Carter's moving around a lot more, but H.W. is confined to a chair, I think.
George Bush and Bill Clinton have yet.
They need to get together. Come on, man. Men.
Yeah. Take one for the country, will you please? 10 minutes before the hour.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning.
19-year-old Debbie Reynolds. Singing in the rain. A lot of people did not want her to have this part. Apparently, there was a lot of competition. That seemed to be something that was a hallmark of her professional career, Chuck Curry, that she would desire to have a part and work very hard to get it. And there were a lot of people who didn't want her to have the parts for whatever the reason. So a tribute to her and her work ethic and stick-to-itiveness. I think we'll spend a good deal of time here in our Movie Moment segment talking about the career of Debbie Reynolds. Kind of weird, yes, bizarre. Yesterday we were talking about Carrie Fisher and her career, and today we talk about her mom and her career because they are now both dead. And it just, it's a very sobering reality, frankly, one that is hard to grasp under the circumstances.
You know, I've been doing this for over 20 years on your program. It's probably one of the most bizarre incidents that I can remember, where, you know, daughter passed, one day apart, mother, daughter, and both, you know, big names in Hollywood. It's almost crazy.
Yeah. Well, it is crazy, but there's a certain, there's a, there's a fundamental reality of uniformity to the universe, if I can get philosophical for a second, and things happen for a reason. And so she said she wanted to be with the last thing she said, although we thought this was maybe not really what happened, but apparently it has been confirmed that the last thing she said before she died was, I want to be, was it with my daughter, Victoria, or with Carrie? It was one of those.
According to Todd Fisher, her final words were, I just want to be with Carrie.
Yeah.
She said, I miss her so much, I just want to be with Carrie. And he said, actually, that ended up being her final words.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. I can't tell you I'm an expert on the career of Debbie Reynolds, but I did do a couple of revival showings of Singing in the Rain in the last few years at a local theater. I always drew big crowds. It's a great film, especially to watch with a crowd on the big screen. She was 19 years old when she did it. I believe she was not a professional dancer.
No.
When she got that part, worked very hard. Gene Kelly was reportedly pretty hard on her in terms of getting things right. They did 12-hour rehearsals, but the final product has stood the test of time. And
can you imagine, Chuck and Victoria, the pressure on a 19-year-old to stay up with the likes of Gene Kelly, who had no equal when it came to that kind of performing?
I mean, how old was Gene Kelly in 52? He had to be close to 40, right?
I would say, at least. Yeah, in that vicinity, certainly. And his physicality in terms of dancing, where he and Fred Astaire, my heavens, the 19-year-old keeping up with that, that's really a tribute to her, frankly.
It really is, yeah.
All right.
And also when I was a kid in 1973, when Charlotte's Web came on TV, me and my mothers and brothers would my mother and brothers would always watch that. She played the voice of Charlotte the Spider, did a great job in that classic animated film.
More movie news and more on Debbie Reynolds in just a moment here with Movie Moments, Chuck Curry.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil, thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
It's the end-of-year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale. Get incredible deals on more than 400 varieties of first-quality flooring from just 59 cents a square foot. Beautiful pre-finished hardwood is starting at just $149. Get popular whitewashed bamboo for $179. Save even more on special deals and small lots only at your local store. Plus, special financing. Don't miss these end-of-year deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
All right, so Chucker, more on Debbie Reynolds before you give us any other movie news. We could go on talking about her for hours and hours, I guess.
Yeah, no, I don't really have too much to add other than the fact that, it is sad, it is obviously pretty sad event. Just two bits of movie news, Doug. I didn't see it, but Bad Moms, the comedy, was a big box office hit, did $180 million worldwide on, a $20 million budget. There's going to be a sequel titled Bad Moms Christmas, be out next holiday season. And Sylvester Stallone and his aging action star friends going to do a Expendables 4. That's going to be out for 2018.
Nothing but cash.
Good news for Wesley Snipes. We'll get another gig.
Yeah, no, it's cash for all those guys. It's too bad. I would just like to focus on the camaraderie of them rather than all the shoot 'em up and bang bang and, you know, who gets shot and killed. I think just if they somehow could develop something around the camaraderie of all of them, it would be a more interesting show. That's just me, though. 59 after the...
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.